tech giant Oracle is dropping its lawsuit against Wisconsin utility regulators over financial support requirements tied to data centers. It's Tuesday, August 18th. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, leaders of the universities of Wisconsin system say they hope to freeze tuition for the next 2 years. At the same time, they plan to launch a new program to make school more affordable for the average family. And we'll hear about a tribal elder's project to build a birch bark canoe. It's set to take its maiden voyage from Madeline Island. Stay with us.
Spend your lunchtime feeding your curiosity. This is Lee Rayburn inviting you to join us with your questions about life in Wisconsin and practical answers from our expert guests. Weekdays, we're here to help. It may have my name, but it will always be your show. Join us for The Lee Rayburn Show from 11 to 1 on WPR News.
Tech giant Oracle is dropping its lawsuit against Wisconsin utility regulators over financial support requirements tied to data centers. As Daniel Kading reports, the company is partnering with developers to build the $15 billion data center campus in Port Washington.
Oracle notified parties that it's voluntarily dropping a lawsuit filed in June against the Public Service Commission. The company sued regulators after they set rates for very large customers of We Energies that required a higher credit rating. Below that threshold, developers must post collateral for new power plants needed to meet their energy demand. Oracle's credit rating isn't high enough to avoid the PSC requirements. The company says it may have to pay over $100 million each year. Ratepayer advocates say they're pleased Oracle is moving to drop the case. A commission spokesperson says the PSC stands firmly behind its decision to ensure strong financial guardrails that protect customers. An Oracle spokesperson says the company remains committed to paying its own way for power. Daniel Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
The Universities of Wisconsin announced two proposals that could make education more affordable at the state's public universities. Under the plan, the UW campuses are committing to a two-year tuition freeze, followed by 2 years where any tuition increase would be capped at the rate of inflation. The UW system also announced a work-to-learn program that would eliminate tuition for in-state students whose families earn at or below the median household income. In exchange, students would have to commit to work, internships, apprenticeships, or career preparation. Interim President Renee Wachter says the programs help ensure that cost is not a barrier to opportunity.
They would provide families with greater certainty, remove financial barriers for thousands of students, and reaffirm Wisconsin's longstanding belief that talent and hard work, not financial circumstance, should determine a student's opportunity to succeed.
29 people have died so far in off-highway vehicle crashes this year. That's according to data from the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. Avery Martinez says Wisconsin has the highest number of registered UTV, ATVs in the U.S.
Jacob Holzclaw, the DNR's off-highway vehicle administrator, says there are several troubling trends. First, many of the operators were drinking. Most were not wearing seatbelts or a helmet. And the majority were born on a date before Wisconsin law requires them to take an ATV-UTV safety course. Holzclaw says people born before 1988 are grandfathered in.
So the class would have been optional, but majority of them never took a safety class. So I think that there is starting to be some connection there.
But he hopes they'll start to better understand the machines and the risks. Out of all the deadly crashes so far this year, about half the victims were over the age of 60. Avery Martinez, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Democrats claim a Republican state Senate candidate from a key district is not a Wisconsin resident. As Rich Kramer reports, they're suing to try and boot her from November ballots.
The lawsuit from the State Senate Democratic Campaign Committee claims Michelle Magadance Skinner is not eligible to run for office. It says that's because she splits her time between her home in the 31st Senate District and another in Dawsonville, Georgia. The suit says both were listed as primary residences last year. Western Wisconsin's 31st District is one of four districts seen as key to who wins control of the State Senate in November. In a statement, Skinner said hers is a blended family, with her husband living in Georgia and her living in Wisconsin. Her campaign has called residency questions a false narrative and accused Democratic incumbent Senator Jeff Smith of trying to win with insinuations instead of facts. Democrats are asking a judge to declare her ineligible before August 25th. Skinner lost a close race for assembly 2 years ago. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After the break, we'll hear from a tribal elder with the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa about his project to build a birch bark canoe. Stay with us.
Writers of Wisconsin, submissions are open now. The Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters invites you to enter the People and Ideas Writing Contests. Submit your poetry or fiction for a chance at publication and prizes. The deadline is March 15, 2026. Learn more at wisconsinacademy.org.
This summer, master canoe builder Marvin Defoe has been handcrafting a birch bark canoe at the Madeline Island Museum. It's part of a program called Canoe Journeys to honor the 1854 Treaty of La Pointe, which stopped the removal of Ojibwe people and secured permanent homelands for them. The canoe is set to take its maiden voyage later this week. Marvin Defoe is a tribal elder with the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa, and Mike Wiggins Jr. is special advisor for the Madeline Island Museum. They spoke with WPR's Rochelle Wilson earlier this month.
Marvin, you've been constructing canoes for more than 50 years. What draws you to this traditional craft?
Well, it's started right since I was 18 years old. I love the woods, and I love working with my hands. My father was a wood carver. My grandpa, he was a snowshoe maker. So it's kind of right in me, craft and making things. And I got interested in making birch bark canoes, so I started making the Demon.
Marvin, walk us through how these canoes are built. What is the significance of birch bark and these other natural materials you're using?
Well, birch bark certainly is amongst the Ojibwe people a very sacred tree, and it's used for a variety of things, not just birch bark canoes. We use them for different baskets, different vessels, different things. But the materials, certainly I get on the land and I kind of call it, I go to my Anishinaabe Walmart. And what I mean by that is the treaties and the land, we certainly retained our rights. Our ancestors did to be able to gather and harvest the birch bark. And we use cedar, we use white cedar. A lot of people, they always ask me, how long it take you? Have you been working on this canoe? Well, today we've been working on this Demon for 11 days. But months before that, gathering the materials, you know, you can't really buy it at Menards or whatever. You got to go out in the woods and search. And it's getting harder and harder today. Gathering the materials for the canoe. These last 2 years have been very difficult because the birch trees are dying. The climate is changing, the trees are dying, and it's getting very difficult.
Mike, Marvin is building this canoe in front of a live audience and demonstrating his process. It's part of this Canoe Journeys program at the museum. What are you remembering and honoring with this project?
We were remembering the ancestral Ojibwe connection to Lake Superior, talking through this word passages as a gateway to epic journeys from Madeline Island. And so when we talked about connections to Lake Superior, seasonal lifeways, the Jimon, the power of the birch bark canoe and that water travel really rose to the top. And one of the most epic journeys that we have in our history is of Chief Buffalo, prior to the 1854 treaty, journeying as a 92-year-old leader from a birch bark canoe off Madeline Island all the way out to Washington, D.C. That set the stage for the 1854 treaty, and we're putting lots of thought, lots of prayers, things like that, into the process of birch bark canoe making.
Well, the canoe is taking its maiden voyage coming up soon here in August. Marvin, what is that moment like for you to watch a canoe float on the water for the first time?
Well, I hope it floats. No, I'm just kidding. You know, it will. And I look when that canoe, birch bark canoe, is on the water, the spirits of the lake, or the lake spirit of water, they look up and they see that birch bark canoe on the water, and I can imagine them smiling. You know, holy crap, we haven't seen this in a long time. That's why I look at it, and I think that keeps the connection, the natural connection to the lake and to the water.
That was Red Cliff Master Canoe Builder Marvin Defoe and Mike Wiggins Jr. from the Madeleine Island Museum. Hear the full conversation at WPR.org. And now for a check of the forecast. Expect cloudy conditions with isolated light showers in the morning from the southwest to northeast areas, then scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, mainly in the southern portion. Highs will likely reach the upper 70s to low 80s. Tonight, spotty showers or thunderstorms early in the southwest, then gradual clearing. Lows expected to drop in the upper 40s north to upper 50s south. And then tomorrow, sunny to partly cloudy and pleasant. Highs expected in the mid-70s to near 80, and lows will drop in the upper 40s to mid-50s. And that's all for this Tuesday for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Special thanks to our producer today, Rich Kramer. And I also want to mention our host, Alex Crow, who you haven't heard from in about a month. That's because his second child was born exactly a month ago. So happy 1 month to little baby boy Crow. He's doing very well. And Alex will be back here in just about 2 weeks. We'll see you back here tomorrow for more Wisconsin news.